took a whole day for a team of technicians at London Science Museum to assemble a life-size model of a construction crane built according to Da Vinci's 15th century drawings. A quick demonstration testified to its efficiency in moving heavy objects. The genesis of some of the devices we use today can be seen in sketches that Da Vinci made. For instance, this wind-powered chariot was never built, but it incorporated gears, something that we use every day in our cars.
It's the drawing, the understanding, and the imagination that's important.
Fascinated by nature's solutions to complicated mechanical problems, such as birds' flight, Da Vinci envisioned contraptions along the lines of the bat's skeleton. They did not work, but the basic principle behind his parachute or the helicopter is still valid.
He said nature made the most perfect inventions. There's nothing superfluous, there's nothing lacking.
Another revolutionary idea was a leather diving suit, not much different than today's heavy diving gear, together with air supply hoses and waste ballast. Studying mechanical principles, Da Vinci designed many useful devices, such as this machine for twisting ropes or a crane used to build canals that greatly improved the efficiency of Renaissance craftsmen.
It shows an aspect of Leonardo's sheer fertility of thinking, this extraordinary inventiveness. Whether he's inventing disciples for a Last Supper or a flying machine, he's got this amazing, amazing imagination.
Da Vinci's rotating 33-barrel cannon never left the drawing board, but 5 centuries later, it evolved into multiple rocket launchers. The exhibition at the London Science Museum will run until September 4th. It shows once more how much the great scientist, artist, and inventor was ahead of his time. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.